front-end developer for the first time in my career.
User experience design.
I'm a back-end developer. I mainly work with Drupal.
Welcome to Behind the Screens, where we go beyond the code and into the community. We interview people from all realms of the open source universe to find out what's hot right now, share some hardships and headaches, give a little advice, and learn about the people behind the screens. I'm your host, Chris Albrecht. Let's dive in. Behind the Screens is made possible by Lullabot. Lullabot is a strategy, design, and development company where we turn great content into captivating user experiences. Find us on Twitter, at Lullabot, or in your browser at lullabot.com. We'd love to meet you! Hey everybody, welcome to the second episode of Behind the Screens, and this one is a special edition, because this week is DrupalCon Vienna Week! We have an assemblage of Lullabots descending on the town of Vienna to deliver a slew of first-rate sessions and keynotes. While many of us are busy packing suitcases and making travel plans, I was able to track down a few Lullabots and Drupalize Me team members to give us a little preview of their sessions. Today I have with me Zeki, Ezekiel Vasquez. Zeki will be talking on Tuesday at 10:45 about the current state of test automation. So Zeki, tell us a little bit more about your presentation and why you wanted to give it.
Hey Chris, so my presentation is basically some way to present the latest tools that we have used on our most recent project related to automated testing. We have been using different tools like, well, of course, unit testing, Nightwatch, and well, I know also about some other different tools that we have not used on this project, but I want to talk about them because I have some experience running them just to do scalability and performance testing and even automatic security testing. So in summary, what I want to talk about is the importance and the relevance of the QA on a project, the quality of the software is sometimes something that gets reduced to the people that performs testing, but quality on software is more than that. So I want to reflect that on my presentation. Then I want to mention the best practices on this automatic testing, how the automation tools can help us to make our lives easier. And finally, I want to demo these four or five tools that I have some experience with and basically show the public everything that, some kind of introduction to these tools. This is a session for real beginners, so everyone that is interested on this topic can attend, and probably they will learn something new.
Excellent. Oh man, I really wish I could be there for these. So if you're interested in automated testing, getting started, the different tools you would use, definitely on Tuesday at 10:45. Check out Zeki's presentation, Automated Testing 101. Thank you very much, Zeki.
Thank you.
If you'd like to learn more about Zeki, you can find him on Twitter at RabbitLair or on lullabot.com/about/Ezekiel-Vasquez. I'm here now with Amber Himes-Matz from Drupalize Me, who's going to be giving a talk on Tuesday, the 26th, at 3:45 p.m. That's 15:45 for you non-American folk. On getting started with voice user interfaces. Hi, Amber.
Hello.
Thank you for taking a few minutes to talk today. I know you're at a conference right now, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm at DevZiner in Portland, which is a little event for developers and, designers. So, yeah, I just gave the talk about an hour ago.
All right. Oh, so you've got it practiced. You're ready to go.
Yeah.
Tell me a little bit about what this session's all about.
So this session is all about presenting an audience of developers who want to get into app development, voice app development specifically. So I'm going to provide an overview of a few of the popular platforms that are out there right now that are providing opportunities for developers. So Alexa and Google, Actions on Google, Google Assistant, and API.ai. So we're going to really focus on that and what opportunities exist, what their platforms are like, what kind of localization and language support they have. And then I'm going to dive into designing voice app and what kind of concepts you need to know, what kind of things to think about. This is a great opportunity for web developers, but as web developers, we don't have a lot of experience designing conversational apps. And so this will really provide some information about what you need to think about and what kinds of things you need to consider when you're designing a voice UI. And then a big piece of the puzzle here is the endpoint fulfillment. So having a web services endpoint and what kinds of tools are out there for developing that endpoint. And I'm going to, it's DrupalCon, so there's going to be an emphasis on what kind of Drupal modules and Drupal solutions there are for fulfilling an endpoint. So we'll talk a little bit about that as well.
Excellent. So if I wanted to, for example, incorporate something into my Drupal website to provide an Alexa skill, your session could teach me about how to start going down that path.
Right. And so you'll better understand what the overall process is and what concepts you need to know. It'll help you decipher and kind of onboard more quickly as you dive into the documentation, because there's a lot of new terminology and a lot of new concepts to learn. So this will give you a head start and help ramp you up so that you understand what it is that you're getting into. And for a more international audience, it'll help you decide which platform you want to use and what kind of things you need to look into as far as region and language support. So it'll help you decide which platform you might want to go with and which one you want to dive into learning.
And is it true that you will have a demo for us as well?
Well, I will have some video pre-recorded demos. So I've learned my lesson with the live demo. But yes, I do have some for fun demos at the end. Yes, for sure.
Amber, if anyone wants to get in touch with you or find out more about how to get these voice user interfaces, or how to learn more about the voice user interfaces or get started, where's a good place to reach out?
Well, I think the best place is Twitter, especially if you're nice. So you can find me on Twitter at AmberHeimMatz, M-A-T-Z. And yeah, I'll be tweeting out about the session using the DrupalCon hashtag, so you can look for that. And I look forward to seeing many of you there.
But this sounds like an excellent session. So getting started with voice user interfaces will be Tuesday, the 26th at 3:45 p.m. Thanks a lot, Amber.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you.
I am talking with Juan Olaya-Olmo from Lullabot and Salvador Molina from BlueSpark about the presentation they'll be giving this week at DrupalCon Vienna called Breaking the Myths of the Rockstar Developer. They'll be doing this presentation Wednesday at 10:45, so make sure you check it out. Juan, Salva, tell us a little bit about the presentation and why you wanted to do this.
Well, I started thinking about this presentation for DrupalCon Spain, and it was the origin was that I was struggling with this kind of things, like setting this goal of becoming a rockstar developer or something like that, and I was feeling a lot of pressure in the last years to reach those high standards that I had in my head to be a rockstar developer as other people I could see in the Drupal community. So I, as a personal reflection and books that I'm reading, I wanted to put this, to share these feelings and these things that I've been learning in my way to, yeah, make people reflect about that and give some insight and takeaways to have a more healthy life.
So the idea of the rockstar developer being, and I can identify with this, we see the people who are contributing all the code or giving all the presentations or have been with Drupal since the beginning as, you know, I want to be up there with them. I want to be somebody everybody looks up to. And that might not be the most healthy thing to do. And maybe it might be a myth in and of itself that that idea that somebody does all those things isn't completely true. Is that right?
Yeah, essentially talking about, these are good things in general. The myths, so those are not necessarily bad things. They're good traits, but they're not the only good things that a good professional can have. And yeah, we are trying to take it from the point of view that there are other things that are achievable by everybody that you can do as well, and just to become a better developer and, you know, being a better colleague and also a better, more use to customers as well.
Who is this appropriate for? Is there a specific area of the community that should be particularly interested to go see this, or is it more open to everybody?
I think basically any developer or designer. And in particular, I think this will be helpful for everybody. I think this might be even more helpful for people starting now their careers, for young developers, junior developers or designers, because some of the things that we are going to talk about might sound obvious for some people. And now, for example, this morning I was preparing the presentation, I was practicing it, and I was looking at some of the things I was saying, and I was like, oh, well, this looks obvious to me now, but when I started, I actually made some mistakes related to the things that we are going to be talking about. So I believe it will be, for junior developers or designers will be quite helpful, but also, quite interesting, but, not only for junior ones. So people with more experience, I think they will find value in it as well.
Well, I would like to add that it is focused on developers at some points, and in the title is Rocks Developer, of course. But one thing that I noticed is that many different people came in DrupalCamp Spain when I did this presentation there that were not developers, and they found a lot of value on the things that we were saying. It's like we're not talking about some specific developer problem. It's the pressure to try to be extraordinary in your life and do great stuff. This is something that is very common on our profession. So I think that any profile, any role can find a lot of value in this talk. So I will invite everyone.
This is going to be a fantastic presentation. So thanks for taking a few minutes to share it with us. And again, if you guys are around Wednesday at DrupalCon Vienna at 10:45, look for Breaking the Myths of the Rockstar Developer. If you'd like to reach out to Juan or Salva, you can find them on Twitter. Juan is at Juan Olalla, JuanOlalla, and Salvador is at Salva_BG. These aren't the only sessions you'll find presented by Lullabots. Also on Tuesday the 26th at 10:45 a.m., don't miss Lullabot Sally Young with co-presenters Christina Chumias and Daniel Vayner, talking about Contenta, Drupal's API distribution. On Wednesday the 27th at 1:35 p.m., Wes Rubalcaba will be talking about virtual reality on the web, an overview and how-to demo. And Thursday's community keynote will be delivered by none other than DrupalizeMe's Joe Schindelar, so don't miss that. And wrapping it up on Thursday, Marcos Cano will be talking about making content editors happy in Drupal 8 with the Entity Browser. You can hear more about the state of media in Drupal core in the latest edition of the Lullabot podcast, episode number 217. For more information on these sessions and more, head on over to lullabot.com/news/Lullabots coming to DrupalCon Vienna. Thanks for listening to this episode of Behind the Screens. If you have ideas for questions or segments, or if you're organizing a camp or an event and you'd like to promote it, or if you just have some cool stuff you want to share, tweet us at Lullabot or drop me an email at chris@lullabot.com. Also, if you're liking the podcast, don't forget to go onto iTunes and give us a rating and a review. Until next time.